Hello and welcome to episode 34 of This Week in Seattle Rock. I'm your host, Christopher Walken. Say, have you met my friends, the Adarna?
As you drown, nothing else like this is it.
Out of Seattle, that was Beverly Crusher and their song Scared. Previous to that, you heard Seattle's Aisha with her song Watch Me Drown, making her podcast artist debut. And opening up the show, that was Seattle's The Adarna with their song Sugar. You can catch all three of those bands supporting Black Top Mojo touring out of Palestine, Texas at the Substation in Ballard, Tuesday the 11th. So for those who don't know or might not listen to the bloopers, that was a rough opening. Welcome and thank you for tuning in to the podcast, episode 34, This Week in Seattle Rock. My name again is Christopher Walken, and I'm joined here at, what are we going to, have we named this place yet?
Casa de Marcy.
Casa de Marcy. Marcy gets all the credit.
Of course.
I'm here with Marcy.
Hi.
And I'm here with Justin.
Yay. I don't like the name of the place that you guys gave
me. Well, we have more episodes.
It's not your choice. You live here, you own the place, yeah, but you don't get to name it. Sorry.
Aw.
It's my studio.
Studio. That was a Phil Collins reference for all those who are not young enough or not old enough to remember.
I'm still in my 20s, so definitely don't get it.
Well, for those who are new to the episode, we want to let you know what This Week in Seattle Rock is all about. What we're about is about having you become part of the rock economy in your local area, supporting local live music and the bands within that scene. At the same time, supporting those venues. Drop $10 to $20 to go see 3 to 4 good bands. Buy a beer, buy a sandwich at the show, support the venue. And we are about playing new music. Hopefully new music to you, so you can find shows, new bands that to experience, go to another location, all that good stuff. But merchandise, all that good stuff. Be part of the rock economy. We encourage everybody. And hey, please share the podcast with your rock loving friends so we can spread the love.
This is a local podcast that tells you where to go, where to see, and see your friends. It's a local reference for your local shows. In the area of Seattle to bumfuck Egypt.
Yeah, pretty much all of Washington. I mean, we don't go to Egypt. Bumfuck Washington. But yeah, our concentration, of course, is in Seattle because that's where we live. That's where we have a lot of friends,
and
for
that's
sure.
Where some really awesome bands are.
It's where most of Metropolis is, right? So I mean, that's where the concentration of people in Washington are over here. But we play Spokane. Bellingham, Vancouver, Aberdeen bands.
It's a quick local guide to a good show that's right next to you.
Most definitely. Good bands, good people. So if you want to get a hold of us, you can... I got rid of the phone number. No more phone number. If you want to get a hold of us, you can send us an email at thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com. You can catch all our past episodes, find podcast links to your favorite podcast provider at thisweekinseattlerock.com. Boy, is there anything else? You can join the Facebook group.
I use CastBox, and CastBox has every episode saved.
Cool. That's awesome. I'm a Spotify person myself, but it is on Apple, on Stitcher, on Google, on iHeart. I think 3 or 4 of them claim to be the top podcast provider, but we all know it's Apple.
Do we have any new countries added to the list?
I have no idea.
You haven't been looking?
I don't have time for that crap.
We love you.
We can surely look and see if there's more countries.
It's nice that it's 2 weeks in a row that we were able to get together, though.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's odd. We're going to get sick of each other.
You came for the lasagna this time.
I came for the lasagna. Is this microphone right?
Hold on. We are going to get sick, but it's Marcy's cooking.
Excuse me.
Oh, shit.
So I just fixed the microphone so we can hear everybody a little better. It's my fault. I suck.
Were we supposed to disagree?
Oh, no.
We'll be editing all that crap.
See it on the map. Cause
it's a lot better.
Yeah.
Right?
So everything I've said since then was...
Well, hopefully auto-editing will filter everything up and auto-level things.
It's penis.
There you go. So, hey, Justin, why don't you tell us what's going on Wednesday?
So, Wednesday the 12th at El Corazon in Seattle, we've got Rivet Skull. We've got Locusteller. Cool name. And then we've got Greyhawk. And then we've got, from New York, Ross the Boss. Coming at you live. Pretty sure we've got a Rivet Skull song called Forever, their podcast song debut, coming at you live. We'll be right back.
Making their podcast song debut, that was Rivet Skull and their song Forever out of Seattle, playing along with Seattle's Locusteller and Seattle's Greyhawk in support of touring band Ross the Boss out of New York. You can catch them all Wednesday the 12th at Elcor Zone in Seattle. As an added note, Rivet Skull is going to be a busy band this week. They also have a show Friday the 14th at the Alma Mater in Tacoma and Saturday the 15th at Erebus in Kelso.
Rivet Skull does sound like they're going to be busy that week. But if you can't catch a show at El Corazon and you're maybe up north,
You can go over to Tony B's Garage on the 12th in Everett and catch these bands. We have Bad Optics out of Seattle, Death Eyes out of San Diego, and Big Business out of LA. But since we're here for the Seattle and Washington bands, here's Bad Optics' Feng Shui for the Wolf Society.
Well, you can move your little objects around. You know the future's gonna still hunt you down. Yeah, you can organize your mind with a plot just to become something you know you is not. Well, it becomes so easy, it feels so free when you're obsessed with Feng Shui for the Wolf Society.
That was Feng Shui for the Wolf Society by Bad Optics out of Seattle. You can catch them at Tony V's in Everett on Wednesday the 12th, playing with two California bands, Death Eyes and Big Business. Also on Wednesday the 12th, we have what is described as four bands playing Smooth by Carlos Santana featuring Rob Thomas over and over again for 10 hours at the Black Lodge in Seattle. Those four bands, Slow Elk, Rat Queen, and Mangy?
Mangy.
Ooh. I can't read that great, apparently. They're all out of Seattle. That is three of the four bands. And then there's Dear Child. We're not real sure where they're from. But Mangy is making their podcast song debut with Mooch right here, right now. Here it is.
Can I get a cigarette and do you gotta lie? Can I get one of your beers? I'll hit you back next time. Can I bum a couple bucks or $1.25? Are you finished with your gross little dolly apple pie? Can you help a sister out? I only need a couple bucks. And payday's tomorrow, so I'll hit you back next time. Can I get a cigarette?
was Mangy and their song Mooch making its podcast song debut. You could catch them playing with Seattle's Slow Elk, Deer Child, and Seattle's Rat Queen Wednesday the 12th at the Black Lodge in Seattle. So the show at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard Thursday the 13th has a description on Facebook this way. It's Valentine's Day again. What to do, what to do. You can buy a card, maybe some chocolates. You know that love is dead, but the chocolate is pretty good. And anyway, it's tradition. Or you can miss the drama, spend the night at home with a six-pack and a one-hitter, watch Eternal Sunshine again, and eat all the popcorn by yourself. Another wonderful tradition. Or you end up at the Tractor Tavern and catch a sexy lineup. There are no expectations, no commitments, no stressing over the perfect gift. Don't worry yourself over the perfect way to say, I love you. Instead, come to the Tractor where special guests, UVs, join Fruit Juice and Velvet Q for a triple date where everyone gets lucky or your money back. It's tradition. As the description said, you can catch Olympia's Fruit Juice and coming up from Portland, the UVs. And here from Seattle, we're going to play Velvet Q's song, Sociopathic Tendencies. Sociopathic Tendencies from Seattle's Velvet Q playing alongside Olympia's Fruit Juice in support of traveling artists out of Portland, the UVs. You can catch all those bands Thursday the 13th at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard.
If you don't really have any plans on the 14th, but you want to go out on the 13th, Screwdriver Bar in Belltown. You can catch Bugs, Crazy Eyes,
Alfredo Ghosts. Here we go. Let's hear something from Bugs. Working hard or hardly working? Podcast song debut.
Squeeze it, we'll come in for you. can't know your impending pseudonym. So I wrap this joke in an envelope.
Crazy Eyes, Sandcastle Squisher, their podcast artist debut. Before that, you also heard Bugs, Working Hard or Hardly Working, their podcast song debut. Also, That Evening, Alfredo Ghosts. This would be February 13th at the Screwdriver Bar in Belltown. I've had fun there. You guys have a good evening.
Wow, I have to follow that sexiness. If you're not heading down to the Screwdriver Bar in Belltown on the 13th, then come on over to Chop Suey in Seattle, where you can catch Seattle's own Astor House, or High Waisted, they're out of Seattle as well, playing that night, and Tacoma's Mr. Master. Here's Birds Full of Bullets from Astor House.
Suck the soul out of the body, or Monty Python hand come from in the sky. We're up in heaven, screaming there's no God. Don't quite understand it, but I wanna feel you, just like the scenes in the movies that changed my life. This woman is no angel.
All the bullets, I cry.
Hunter is just a man, and I love him for that. What goes on in the wrap of his hand? 'Cause my love for you feels like killing too. Sometimes my love feels like killing too. Wake up, my brain is alive. My brain is alive.
And that was the podcast song debut of Boot Loop by Mr. Master out of Tacoma. If you don't get a chance to catch him at Chop Suey on the 13th with Astor House and High Waisted, then maybe you can catch him at the Rolling Log Tavern in Issaquah on the 14th. What else is going on the 14th? Well, it's Valentine's Day, so if you're going to go rock out, you can go to the Sunset in Ballard. Let's see, they've got a long description for this event. Happy Times, Sad Times is going on an infinite hiatus, but they are playing one last gig before they go. Come to the Sunset Tavern on Valentine's Day to fall in love one last time. Antonioni and Black Ends will be there to spread the love and ease the heartbreak. Come dance with us. Sounds lovely. All three of these bands are from the Seattle area. Here is Black Ends, Nicole Solo, with Tongues Tuned, and this is their podcast song debut.
Seattle's Antonioni and their song making its podcast debut, Old News. Before that, you heard The Black Ends and their song Tongues Turn. You can see them play alongside Seattle's Happy Times, Sad Times, who will be playing their last show at the Sunset in Ballard Friday the 14th. Going down to Louis G's and Fife on Friday the 14th, Applesauce Tempest Release Party. The end is nigh. The wait is over, ladies and gents. Children, young and old, be lonely no more. Singles, couples, lost souls, found souls, lovers of friends of all kinds. Join us as we celebrate the birth of two new sonic masterpieces with some of our favorite friends. Our fine-feathered friend from the depths, Petey Normal, releases his new EP, Applesauce. Watch Rome Burn reveals their softer side on the newest single, Tempest. And joining us in triumph, of course, are longtime friends, the astonishing, energetic Cashing in Karma, and legend of the scene, Mr. Tom Esch. Beautiful description of what will be going down at Louis G's and Fife. So you will go see and review Tom Esch, Petey Normal, Watch Rome Burn, and Cashing in Karma for a great show. We're going to play a four-pack for you. This is Seattle's Tom Esch and his song, Beautiful Mess, making its podcast song debut.
Yeah. seems to you. Myth and machine, six cities unglued. Towers enthrall, systems engage. Not a matter of how, it's a matter of wage. Who's getting a job? Who's getting a raise? Labor is saved.
Living in fear, and everything I hold dear just disappears. I think I'm done with living in fear, so I guess it's time to get right. I can't breathe, I forget how to breathe whenever this girl walks by. My heart pumps blood through every vein, and I can't get her off my mind. Get her off my mind. Can't get her off my mind. You got me in the ICU, 'cause all I wanna do is see you. You got me in the ICU, 'cause all I wanna do is see you. You got me in the ICU, 'cause all I wanna do is see you. You got me in the ICU, 'cause all I wanna do is see you. Get her off my mind.
We'll be right back.
That was Lakewood's Cash and Karma with their song BSD. So did you catch what BSD meant in the song? Previously to that, you heard Watch Rome Burn and their song Tempest making its podcast song debut. Before Watch Rome Burn, you probably heard Petey Normal. And it's going to be a song off his new EP, Applesauce. At the time of this recording, Petey has agreed to give me permission to play the songs, but we don't know what those songs are. So I'm pretty sure this is going to be Petey's favorite song off that EP in promotion of the show. Ta-da! I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you, Petey.
We will hear it shortly before you do. And to open the show, you heard Tom Esch and his podcast song debut of the song, Beautiful Mess. They are all playing February 14th, Valentine's Day at Louis G's in Fife.
Also on February 14th, the Plaid Pig in Tacoma. Got several bands playing. We've got Bailey Ukulele. We've also got, from Seattle, Beast Folk. We've also got Scrotum Hill.
That's not it.
No, it's not it. Are you sure? They're from Issaquah. So they spell things different. It's Sanitarium.
No, it's not.
It's Sanitarium Hill.
No.
And no, it's not.
No. Sanatorium.
Oh, Sanatorium Hill. Okay, we've got our friends from Sanatorium Hill. You know, guys, I'm only making a little bit of fun. And then from Tacoma, we've got the Bitter Ex-Lovers. Trust me, I've got at least one.
Don't we all?
Oh, we've got lots of them.
I am one. Can you be a bitter self-ex-lover?
Well, there was a song about it.
I have a jealous left hand.
Don't get her confused with Pamela Anderson. She's a really good friend of mine. So, from Tacoma, we've got Bailey's Ukulele. We've got Beast Folk. We've got Sanatorium
Hill.
And we also got Bitter Ex-Lovers. Next, we're going to listen to Beast Folk, their song, We Live Off the Swine.
Someone because it feels like a tomb. This is a modern family.
That was We Live Off the Swine by Beast Folk. You can catch them at the Plaid Pig in Tacoma on Friday the 14th, playing with Bailey Ukulele, Sanatorium Hill, and the Bitter Ex-Lovers. If you're not up for Tacoma, how about West Seattle, where, let's see, you can go to the Valentine's Day Bash at the Parliament Tavern. What better way to celebrate the holiday of love than to come express your love for live music? With us, the Parliament Tavern is proud to host an evening with some amazing local sounds, and we are all stoked to see you there amongst the Cupid arrows. What does that mean for you? That means you can check out No Buffer, and this is their song debut to the podcast, Few and Forgotten.
This no longer matters. What's done is done. We no longer matter. Set aside this time. Time to show what we've got.
Oh, Truth will tell him.
Food and their song making its podcast debut. That was Small Talk. You can catch them playing Friday the 14th at the Parliament Tavern in West Seattle, along with No Buffer and Celia Cora. So last weekend, I went to go see Celia at Dottie's Double Wide, first time there. Smaller place, cool staff. Saw Bear Axe open, then Model Snake played, and then Celia came on. And that was Celia's ultimate show. Yep. Celia is no more. Hunter has plans. Maybe organize a rockabilly band. He's looking into that. Cool. This is per Nate. And Nate's looking to start another band. Dave, the drummer, is going to go on and play with Sun Mother.
Oh.
He's got already, at least initially, start playing with Sun Mother. Eh, that's kind of like what I did all weekend. But that's the highlight of me. What did you guys do for last weekend?
We recorded a podcast with you on Friday.
Boring.
And Saturday.
Super Bowl. It was Super Bowl weekend, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Saturday, we grabbed some tacos up at...
tacos. We hung out with my family, had some tacos.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we watched Super Bowl with some friends.
You watched Super Bowl with friends?
Yeah, we watched Super Bowl with friends.
Anywho.
And stuff.
Anywho. Should we get back to the music?
Yeah.
Let's get to the Saturday shows.
Ooh,
you want to read that, Justin?
Saturday. Where are we at here? Saturday the 15th at the Merkwood Public House in Arlington. Jim Regan. Waiting on Wendy. Chasing Oz. Observer Effect. Now with their podcast song debut, we've got Observer Effects gripping the wheel.
Oh, 'cause the makers. Ooh.
just heard Observer Effect, Gripping the Wheel, their podcast song debut. Saturday the 15th at the Mirkwood House in Arlington, we got Jim Regan, we've got Waiting on Wendy, Chasing Oz, and Observer Effect. Saturday the 15th at Tony V's Garage in Everett, we've got End of May, we've got Arlington, King Lincoln, and Payday Rich. This song is by End of May. Their song, Empty.
And that was Empty from End of May, and that was a podcast song debut for them. Hi, Shane. Thought I'd say hi. They are playing at Tony V's Garage in Everett with King Lincoln and Payday Rich. I turn the page.
Turn the page. I turn the page like Bob Seger.
Also
I turn
on
the page, too.
Also on Saturday the 15th, Substation in Ballard, you can catch The Gods Themselves from Seattle, Renton's Ball Bag, and The Frogs with Jimmy Flemin and Evan Dando out of Milwaukee. Ah, they traveling, huh?
Evan Dando of the Lemonheads.
Oh.
Bassist for the Lemonheads and lead singer.
I remember them.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. I was so busy trying to figure out what the hell the band was called that I didn't even
right.
put two and two together.
Don't forget about the ball bags, though.
Oh, no, we already talked about the ball bag. Speaking of ball bag, here's their song, Peck Peck.
That was podcast favorite Ball Bag out of Renton playing their song Peck Peck. You can catch them Saturday the 15th at the substation in Ballard, along with the Gods themselves, an opening for Milwaukee's The Frogs with Jimmy Flemian and the Lemonheads' Evan Dando. Continuing Saturday the 15th, up at Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, you can go see Seattle's Aaron Seamer, Seattle's Steel Toe Metronome, and this band, Seattle's Temple Canyon. This is their song, I Tangled with the Serpent. We'll be right back. Oh, that was Temple Canyon with I Tangled with a Serpent. You can see them Saturday the 15th at Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, along with Seattle's Aaron Semmer and Seattle's Steel Toe Metronome. Aaron, I apologize if I read your name wrong. It could be Semmer. We don't know. Anyway.
Go to Daryl's Tavern.
Go to Daryl's Tavern and find out how to pronounce Aaron's last name.
And then email us. Let us know.
Yes, please send us an email. Thank you all for listening. You can send an email to thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com. Let us know what's going on. Send us a comment, question, query, rude compliment. We appreciate rude compliments.
Tell
because
me how
we're like
I'm
that.
An a-hole.
Oh, yes, please, please, please send us an email. Tell us how much I hate.
My name is Justin, and I'm whatever, ..
So, yeah, you can send us an email. You can catch all the podcasts from the past. Well, we're up episode 34 tonight, plus about 10 specials. So there's a bivy of podcasts to catch up on if this is your first time. Quality doesn't improve. It does vary from show to show because due to different recording locations. Different recording locations gives us different sound qualities. Hopefully,
we'll narrow it down and have our own spot.
Yeah, now we're in the Stu studio.
Stoot studio.
Better than the echo chamber with the choo-choo train. And then the...
Now we have aeroplanes.
And then the first place we recorded, where was that? That was my townhouse in
Seattle.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
That all you could hear was my dogs walking around.
Yes, listen to Marcy call her dogs bitches through the whole episode. There's a quest for you. Go to thisweekinseattlerock.com and find the episode where Marcy calls her dogs bitches the whole time.
If you can email us and let us know which episode, we'll say your name on the next podcast. How about that?
Oh, that sounds like a deal. Anyway, look forward to...
If you can actually do that... I will pay for your next ticket to the next show you want to go to.
Honestly, local Justin, band show.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to pay tickets
for
you don't want to pay tickets for Scorpions and Def Leppard and shit and whoever else.
Local shows.
Local musician. Oh, that's so generous of you. This Week in Seattle Rock does not support that statement.
Claims from Justin.
That's 100% Justin.
And or Rainier.
Only one person. Find me on Instagram.
So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for dealing with our shenanigans. Hopefully you go out and see some live music in the show. Become part of the rock economy. And hey, next week we'll talk to you again. Thanks for hanging out with us. Keep on rocking on. Previous to that, you heard Aisha. Previous to that, you heard... Making her part shit. Bloopers.
Don't give him beer until after the podcast shit. Next time, okay? No beer, no tequila.
Penis.
Children.
Yeah. Making her podcast artist. God, I can't say.
Wednesday the 12th at El Corazon, we've got River Skull.
Nope,
I'm wrong.
Oh, you got that on tape, right?
Yes, I'm using...
This is friends making fun of the guy who can't read well.
We're on a 8-track, yeah.
Rivet Skull.
Yeah, so start. Go from the top again. Rivet I like the skull. Growl.
Rivet Skull, and then we got...
Lockesteller.
And then I'm pretty sure...
You wanted to read the hard one.
Yeah, I know. Kiss my ass, asshole. This is the second one.
All right, go ahead. In support of touring...
You can catch them with two touring... Time out.
We got to get you closer.
You get me closer to God. Hey, whoa.
No, I got it. We need you closer. Your voice is too good to not have to be recorded.
Do you like me like this?
No, I do. I got a boner now.
No, I don't like that.
Why?
I'm a boner now. That's bad.
Wow.
Oh, and it's recording.
Yay.
Ain't this been this you one time at band camp?
You don't even want to know what's going on here. Be happy that we do not actually do visuals on this.
Okay, I will put my pants back on.
Okay. Everybody, put your pants back on.
All right.
When are yours on your head, though?
It's that kind of party.
They're on. That's all that matters.
You didn't say where.
After I...
Penis.
Get a juicy burp out. Lasagna.
Tasty.
Grape crush and lasagna.
It could have been the fruit or the garlic bread.
Oh, the fruit. I need more fruit.
Yeah, fruit?
Yeah, that's
your
it.
Levels are down.
Wednesday the 12th at the Black... No. Wednesday the 2nd at the Black Lodge in Seattle. No, you know what? I rented... Fuck me.
Did you just invite him to fuck you? I'm just, you know...
Twice on the good foot. That was sociopathic... in support from Portland... Support. Now say for me, say Alfredo Ghosts.
Alfredo Ghosts.
Good. I will edit that in because you said Ghost Alfredo.
Go to Aurora Avenue on 99. You can get all the happy times you want on February 14th. It's just going to cost you an extra dollar or two. You know, it's Valentine's Day. If you're single and you ain't got someone next to you, it's Valentine's Day. Spend your $100, catch an STD. Good for you. Aurora Avenue. It's the place for you.
Let's start this...
Let's start this four-pack with...
Penis.
A great piece of pizza. Brought to you by Louis G's in 5.
Oh, no.
This podcast is brought to you by...
Advertising their damn penis. Technician's bread. Technician's bread. So we're going to play a four-pack from you...